The first Jewish families settled on the outskirts of Subotica in 1775. Some years later, the Jewish people of the city asked for and got permission to form their own religious community. Subotica's first synagogue was built at the beginning of the 19th century. At that time, 43 Jewish families lived in Subotica. The first rabbi was appointed, and a prosperous era for the community began. Jews were accepted as traders and craftsmen. As they were not forbidden to try their hand in new fields, they played a key role in the industrialization of the city, and many were educated to become doctors, lawyers, and clerks. Soon, a synagogue, a ritual bath mikveh, and a Jewish orphanage were built in town. The Great Synagogue was built thanks to support from well-off members of the Jewish community in 1902. During this period, much of the city's industry and commerce had already been established by the Jewish community. More than 6,000 Jews from Subotica were deported in World War II. Tragically, only 1,000 of them survived the Holocaust. More than half of those who survived the Nazi death camps immigrated to the newly formed Jewish state, Israel. The Jewish community in Subotica today has about 250 members. Members of the Jewish community gather on Friday nights for the Sabbath and observe other religious holidays in the so-called Winter Synagogue. The Holocaust. At the beginning of World War II, the Bačka region of Serbia was annexed to Hungary. At that time, Jews were not taken to concentration camps in large numbers. Instead, Jewish men were sent to forced labor camps or to clear minefields on the Eastern Front and around Eastern Hungary. Several days after the German troops entered Hungary on the 19th of April 1944, a decision was made to clear the land of Jews. Immediately after the German occupation, Jewish families in Subotica were evicted from their homes and forced into a makeshift ghetto. The ghetto was located near the railway and was exposed to the threat of airstrikes by the Allies. The ghetto in Subotica consisted of around 100 houses spread across roughly 15 streets, and several thousand Jews had to live there. One of the saddest days for the Jewish community in Subotica was the 16th of June 1944. On that day, they were driven into cattle wagons and deported to Auschwitz and other Nazi death camps across Europe. Only about 1,000 Jews returned to Subotica after the war. The survivors tried to get on with their lives, but in 1948, most of them immigrated to Israel. Autumn Festival of Jewish Culture. The Jewish community in Subotica has been organizing the Autumn Festival of Jewish Culture since 2015. The festival lasts for a week and is held after the Jewish High Autumn holidays. It aims to present Jewish culture, heritage, art, and creativity to the general public through programs for all generations that are appropriate for people with varying interests and levels of education. There are classical and spiritual music concerts, theatrical performances, lectures, exhibitions, workshops for children, and guided tours. The goal of the Autumn Festival of Jewish Culture is to give testimony of the presence of Jews in the life and development of the city of Subotica, and to enrich the multi-ethnic and multi-confessional scene of the city.